U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces were engaged in heavy clashes against Islamic State as they sought to clear the last enclave the militant group controls in eastern Syria. SFD spokesman Mustafa Bali said Saturday the fighting is expected to remain fierce and civilians remain there.
There are varying numbers. According to civilians who are leaving Baghouz, there may be around 1,000 civilians and between 500 to 600 terrorists, or maybe close to 2,000 or 3,000 civilians.
SDF officials and the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimated there were about 3,000 battle-hardened IS jihadists, mostly foreigners, in the region. South Korea and the U.S. signed a new agreement Sunday, increasing the amount Seoul will pay for having U.S. troops there. South Korea will pay about $890 million under the new one-year contract. That's about $60 million more than last year. Kang Kyung-hwa is Minister of Foreign Affairs.
The response so far has been quite positive. Of course, there are some points of criticism as well, and we will have to deal with them, but I think at this point, we were able to close the gap on the total amount, the number.
The pact must be approved by South Korea's parliament. Thousands of people marched Sunday in the Spanish capital of Madrid, heeding the call of right-wing political parties to protest the current government's negotiations with Catalan separatists. Supporters of conservative Popular Party and far-right Vox took to the streets of Madrid waving Spanish flags to call for Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to step down. Last week, at the request of Catalan separatists, Sanchez's government agreed to appoint an independent rapporteur in talks between the political parties. Right-wing politicians accuse the government of treachery. This is VOA News. With Brexit just 47 days away, the British government is asking lawmakers to give Prime Minister Theresa May more time to rework her divorce deal with the European Union. Meantime, the head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, spoke about Brexit at the Dubai Government Summit on Sunday.
Whether it ends well, whether there is a smooth exit even by custom unions, as predicated by some, or whether it's as a result of a brutal exit on March 29th, without extension of notice, it's not going to be as good as it is now because there will be additional friction.
The promise is a bid to avert a showdown on Thursday when Parliament is set to vote on the next moves. The African Union summit is underway in Ethiopia, and the United Nations is calling for action over climate change. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres says the world is losing the race with climate change, and this can be a disaster for Africa and beyond. He urges more political will for financing and adaption. Guterres says Africa will pay a higher price over climate change because of the dramatic impacts. While the continent doesn't contribute much, he says, to global warming, some experts say temperature increases will be greater in Africa. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Egypt's president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has been elected chairman of the African Union, ending the one-year chairmanship of Rwanda's president Paul Kagame. In the United States, Virginia's embattled lieutenant governor Justin Fairfax has urged authorities to investigate sexual assault allegations made against him, but hasn't heeded calls to resign as a fellow Democrat calls for his impeachment. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Northern Virginia delegate Patrick Hope tells WJLA if Fairfax decides not to quit.
Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
A second woman has accused Fairfax of sexual assault when they were both students at Duke University. He's denied that allegation as well as an earlier one made against him by a California college professor. Democrats have also called for Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a racist photo on his medical school yearbook page was made public, and Attorney General Mark Herring has admitted to being in blackface at a college party in the 80s. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. government faces a Friday deadline for funding, trying to avert another shutdown after a record 35-day closure ended last month. Construction money for a barrier at the southern border with Mexico remains at the center of the dispute, with President Trump asking for $5.7 billion. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told NBC News on Sunday, another shutdown absolutely cannot be ruled out. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America.